Want to sharpen your game? Join the DFM Coaching Patreon for exclusive technique breakdowns and mindset training. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to Tapped In. My name is David Figueroa Martinez of DFM Coaching, and today we're going to be discussing knowing your capacity for learning. This is going to be a bit abstract, and I'm hoping that it helps specifically new people on how they want to gauge what they should learn, how much they should learn, and when to kind of understand you're only going to understand so much. And I know it's difficult, especially if we're adults, and it's weird because when the kids don't understand yourself, you're just like, oh, there's a kid. But when you get to jiu-jitsu and you're like 33, 35, 40, 50, you feel like you should be able to grasp things. You're old enough. Your brain is developed. But really, there's things within your body that have to occur for you to really understand movement and relationship of body to opponent and their movement in relation to yours. Most people assume progress is about grinding harder, but the truth is simpler. You get better by knowing how much you can actually learn at once. You have to be patient with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to understand that you're not going to understand everything. And understanding it mentally isn't always the same as physically. I might know the steps in my head, but I don't have the structure or the ability, the motor skills to make my body do the thing that I need it to do. Or sometimes my body isn't used to doing something, or maybe it has an injury, or I'm 44 and there's some things that I don't like doing. Don't want to do. My body will protest in doing it. So the problem being that you try to take everything in at once. You're not meant to. Even as a black belt, there's techniques that I don't understand or shit. I'll be completely honest. I don't understand them. I'll look at them. I'll see a video and I can understand the concept because I've been around long enough. But my motor skills and my ability to move the body in that way is not there because I haven't had to before. And I'm okay with that. I accept that there's going to be limitations on my own body that, and not even that I have an injury or that my body can't do it. I don't have the ability to tell my body how to do it. So it's going to take practice. You get frustrated when concepts don't stick immediately. When I teach, if you've noticed, I repeat phrases more than once. There was a point in time when I was teaching and I was repeating this phrase, repeated something two, maybe three times. And I was starting out and I was telling myself, I need to stop doing that because it sounds like I'm a parrot repeating it. And then when I stopped, I realized people weren't clicking. Things weren't being addressed the way that I would want them to be addressed. So then I started doing it again, but intentionally. I have found that not everyone's going to pick up on every word the first time. And that means the first time you say it, the first time you demonstrate it, and the first time they see it. So I have gotten into a habit of intentionally repeating myself two and three times when I'm demonstrating a technique. I want them to understand and pick up on as many words as possible. Your mind and your eyes are looking at it physically, and you're taking in audibly. Sometimes when you're looking at something, you miss a couple of words. Vice versa. And when you see a technique the first time, you are only going to take in so much data that when I show the technique again in a month or 2 months or whatever it might be, part of it clicked and some of it didn't. So the second pass, then you start picking up on things that you didn't see the first time. Not that you didn't physically see them, they were there, but you could only take in so much data and recollect it. That's just part of the process. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't talk down to yourself about it. There's times when students will apologize for not understanding. And I'm like, no. Stop. Do not apologize for not understanding this technique. I just want you to get to this point. Anything more than that is cherry on the top. Don't stress out about it. This is why we're here. I think sometimes students struggle to retain info, thinking that it's something wrong with them. And genuinely, it's not. If you're a white belt, chances are, I would say most of you did not compete or do a whole lot of sports. I don't think many of us do. I think a lot of us are nerds. I think a lot of us are parents that didn't do a lot of sports in high school and junior high and middle school. We didn't do collegiate, but we have regular office jobs and our kid was in this and we want to jump in it and we're having fun and it's enjoyable for us and now we want to learn more. You're not an athlete. You're not a pro athlete. You didn't do a bunch of shit before this that helped you get along and can translate to this. So don't beat yourself up about it. Don't harp on things. No need to apologize for not understanding things. I always feel bad when I hear a student, I'm sorry, I'm not getting this, or I'm sorry. No. This isn't the environment to even apologize in or feel like you need to. We are all on different paths. How we learn is specific to us. Sometimes some people don't learn well from men, and that's okay. Sometimes a women's only class is better suited for certain students. Sometimes the instructor maybe has a harsher tone that he or she may be trying to show. And because you have a couple of triggers or issues in your past, they are blocking you from learning everything. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you're in a phase where you're frazzled from work. You have so many deadlines and work and you got the kids and you come in here, you're not going to grasp at everything. And that's okay. Perfectly okay. You're just going to grasp specific things this time around. And then you're going to grasp it later. And then maybe as we transition, specifically if you're in a class where maybe you see me more often, we're going to progress and we're going to build. And as we build, you might pick up on details that you didn't pick up on the first go. And because we're drilling this and we're adding to it and we're developing more to this scheme or this flow, some of the early details come to you later. Sometimes something triggers you in the technique 4 or 5 that then, oh, I see why we need to do this, this, and this over here. Like a little puzzle. It's fine. Don't compare yourself to other people. There's some people who are just savants and they pick up on details. They just have that kind of a mind. That doesn't make them a better student than you at all. What I'm looking for is effort. You can pick up on 2 key details out of the entire class. I'm happy. You can ask questions about it 1,000 times. I'll sit with you. I want you to understand just key concepts, whatever you can take away at this moment. And then we'll build on everything else. We don't need to compare ourselves. We don't need to feel bad about ourselves. We just have to understand that sometimes we have baggage that we're carrying with us. And that doesn't mean anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're bad. It doesn't mean that you're a bad student or a bad person. Sometimes we just have these things that carry in that specific day. We're not paying attention as well. Or that specific position maybe brings up thoughts of something else that we don't necessarily like. So we kind of zone out. Or I'm worried about what I'm going to be cooking for tonight for the kids because they're going to be starving. Completely get it. Do not beat yourself up about this. You are going to exceed your learning sometimes, and it's okay as long as you don't allow it to negatively impact you. There's going to be times when you get in here and you're going to remember 1 or 2 steps and that's it. Don't let that burn you out. Don't let that weigh on you. We're going to make adjustments and we're going to learn things as we progress. When you're able to stay inside that capacity, you start building better retention. Some of us are going to have to focus on broad pictures. In another episode, I discussed, like if you're in Google Maps or Google Earth, you can see the entire planet. That is jiu-jitsu. At the base level, you're going to know that's just jiu-jitsu. You're not going to know any other techniques. And then you spend some time here, you get to zoom in just a little bit. And then you get to see oceans and what they're called. And then you zoom in a little bit more and you can see the outline of continents. A little bit more, the countries, the states in each country, highways and freeways, the major arteries of the country. And then as you develop purple, brown, black. You get to zoom in specific areas, not everything. We don't learn everything and we don't know everything. But there's going to be certain key areas where we get to zoom in at such a granular level that I know side streets that other people will never even pick up on. I know that if I do this technique and I run into a problem, I could take this side street between these two buildings, hang a left, jump over this dumpster or jump over this trash or whatever might be impeding. And then I get to this street, which is the street that I want to go on anyway, but I know all the detours. That's how we get when we get to black belt, about specific techniques, not everything, but it takes time to get there. So when you're learning your brand new learning big concepts, that's as much as you can take in at that moment. Time and experience allows you to zoom in and get the more granular and more specific concepts. So when you're at a class and you might be paired up with a higher belt, they should be helping you. Not putting you down, not making you feel bad, not making you feel stressed. You shouldn't feel like, oh, I'm not understanding this. You should have picked a different partner. They're there for a reason. You're also there for a reason. They're trying to drill specific things. The key takeaways for them are going to be different than the key takeaways from you. And again, and I stress this over it, and I say this quite often, that is okay. It's supposed to work that way. I taught a class recently where I did a sprawl off of a guard and then a windshield wiper my inside leg. And people were like, oh, I could hear audible. And then when I got more detailed into this, like, want to punish someone, I outstretched the leg and some other, we don't worry about the details. But to me, I said, this is for the more advanced people. And I showed that and I got some, oh, okay. And I wanted them to have their moment, and then you're going to have your moment. And some people in the middle are going to take away different details and key areas of focus, but they're going to be wildly different. When you're on the mat and you're trying to learn a technique, I want you to focus on what you can grasp and make your own takeaways. Sometimes I will stress what the takeaways should be. We were doing chest over chest, and I keep going over that because that's what I've been teaching recently. And I wanted people just to understand, get heavy here, make them work. We don't have to focus on all the details of how I'm passing if you're not at that level. If you're newer, just focus on getting heavy here. Shimmy your chest, move left to right, undulate, start dropping your hips, and you're going to see where they can push back and where they can't. Where they can't is where you want to go. And I said, that's all I want you to take away. If you're new, just do that. It'll make passing a little easier for you. I took this from Josh at I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu, or My Jiu-Jitsu Sucks podcast. Great guy. And just simplify the things that you need to do. If you're passing and you can't understand all the various things off the knee cut, say, I want to get this underhook and I want to slide home. Those are two key details that I need to do. Because if I slide home and I don't have the underhook, they get up. But if I have the underhook, slide home, even if I mess up some of the key details of the final portions of the pass, I still have an underhook, which gives me a lot of detail, a lot of safety. So just find these moments where they're key that you can remember. It's simpler. You don't need to remember all the different fancy nuances and the key detail, the hips and the this and then that. Stop chasing details in the technique. Just understand a few aspects. Understand bigger picture aspects. Notice where your brain gets a little foggy. That's the cap for the day. That's the cap. You can ask questions and we can develop some things. We can cut into some things. We can go over some things. But understand where you get a little confused and you're like, okay, I'm not going to be able to take any more in today. But what I'm going to take is these two, maybe three things. That's a plus. That's a good thing. Don't harp on it. Just take that win and then build on it later. Additionally, to that point, ask questions. Ask the part that I understand up until here. I understand that I should be getting an underhook here, but when I'm drilling it with my partner, he does this. And sometimes that opens up dialogue between me, you, and the partner. Maybe the partner's not doing something correctly. Maybe the partner's doing something a little bit more advanced. And then I can give you that answer right away, and you'll be like, okay, that clicks. That makes sense now. And again, sometimes the partner's just doing something different than what I am trying to demonstrate to solve. And we should solve that as well, because that can also create roadblocks for you. Accept that some days you're going to be sharp and some days you are not. And it's going to be a cycle. There's going to be days where you're stressed out coming into the class. There's going to be days where you're stressed out being at the class. There's going to be days where you just have so much on your plate that focusing 100% is not the win that day. The win is just getting to class. The win is remembering one key detail. That's enough. That's fine. We're going to build on the things that you can build on. So knowing your capacity is not a weakness. It's not a falling short. It's not a knock against you as a student. You understand yourself better than I'm going to understand you. So while I want you to understand the technique, I'm perfectly happy if you take away that one or two key details. We can build on it later. Maybe that's your capacity that day, but the next time you see me, be like, so you went over XYZ. Do you mind repeating that for me real quick? I need to see something. I'm more than happy to. More instructors should be, and no one should feel like, oh no, take a private lesson. No. We'll address it right now. I want people to just don't beat yourselves up. That's a dangerous loop to get into. It's a dangerous cycle to be in, because you'll stop enjoying jiu-jitsu. You'll stop enjoying the learning process. You'll get frustrated with yourself. You'll think something's wrong with you. And you ultimately will start falling into that trap of like, oh, I'm on a plateau and I'm never going to get over this and I'm never going to figure it out. None of those things are true. None of them. I taught 3 to 5 year olds. I can get them to understand complicated-esque things about jiu-jitsu because I was able to explain it a certain way. Sometimes how I explain the thing is more on me than it is you. Sometimes when I'm explaining something, I might be explaining it at my black belt level, forgetting, because it's hard to sometimes put yourself in, what does it feel like to be at a 6-week white belt when it's been so long? And sometimes your question or your honesty about where you're lost makes me understand, I didn't explain this detail here. Or I glossed over this specific area because I thought it was known, or I didn't want to get too granular and lose you. Sometimes I teach that way. Sometimes I teach a technique and maybe it's not the focal point. What we're really trying to get to is the next step. And I teach a little broadly. And you might run into something where you're like, well, I need a little more granular. Okay, we can go over that. So oftentimes it's the instructor. Sometimes it's not even you. Sometimes we forget what it's like to be a white belt. Sometimes we forget specific detail because we've been doing a technique so long that it's second nature to us. And we don't, oh, I should have stated that you're supposed to put your hand here or you're supposed to cut this specific angle. Your capacity to learn is specific to you and it's going to change day to day. Take notes, understand, like if you get that practitioner's journal, beautiful thing, by the way. Highly recommend it. There's a point in there where it talks about how you feel or how you felt. Log that into, because you might be able to write down the details of the technique, but then you can also write in, oh, going into class, I was frazzled because I got into it with such and such, or traffic was terrible and it just wasn't in the right frame of mind. And so then you can understand, I didn't get all the details because I just wasn't quite there. Not that it's an excuse, but you can understand, give yourself some grace. And then there's going to be days where I was like, oh, I felt great today. And your detail, your notes are even going to look different. It's the cycle. We're all going through it. Funny story. I may have mentioned this already. I was a brown or black belt and a gentleman was teaching honey hole entries. I'm not a leg lock guy. It's never been a focal point in any of the schools that I go to. So it's something that I've had to build up with time, and I'm nowhere near where I should be. I absolutely suck at leg locks. And he was teaching this entry, and my mind could not wrap itself around it. I had reached my maximum capacity of knowing what was going on. He was so patient with me, though. We got our black belts at the same day, but he was so patient with me. And part of me felt dumb. These other people were getting it, and I wasn't getting it. And he took his time with me. He was like, all right, I want you to do this, and I want this. And then over time, I started to get understand it. And now it's something that I teach on occasion. But you just have to understand what your limit is, understand what you are grasping and not grasping, and then not get into that negative loop of thinking and negative self-talk. I understood that this was not my strong suit. It's going to take me time. He was patient with me, which helped immensely. And I finally got it. But if it happens to black belts, it's definitely going to happen to white and blue belts. We're not immune to it. If you have any questions about this or anything else, please reach out to me, dfm.2099 on Instagram and Threads. I have a free school community if you're interested in that. I put all of my recorded workshops on there. We have Q&A, Technique of the Week, and so on. Love to see you there. Any questions, hit me up. Until next time, thank you so much.